SBS Radio.
Hi, Nita. First of all, I want to emphasize that the methodology of this survey and the reliability of its data has been proven to be quite good. Around 9,000 respondents participated in the survey, and according to the analysis conducted by Professor Andrew Marcus from Monash University and the statistician from Sydney, David Graham, it is compatible with the data collected in the 2016 Australian-wide census data. So the quality of the data is quite good. Now, in the census and in other places, there is a disagreement about the number of Israelis living in Australia, and the numbers range between 10,000 and 15,000. About 500 Israel-born people participated in the Gen 17 survey, which makes it a very nice sample.
It is. I mean, this is amazing. This is quite a big number. I didn't realize that amongst the almost 9,000 participants, 500 were Israelis. That's high percentage.
I would say the number of Israelis is higher because an additional 150 were people who were not born in Israel, but lived in Israel at some period for, let's say, more than 3 years. So we might have other people that define themselves as Israelis, maybe come Israel as young people and grew up in Israel and see the sense of Israel as Israelis, as both me and you possibly know. So it's a very good sample, and the quality of it, as I said, was checked, and it's quite compatible with this census data.
So what did we find out from that survey?
Well, I'm currently looking at the data about Israelis, and it's a huge database. But what I particularly found interesting was their attitudes towards Israel. And as I said, the picture is sort of half and half. On the one hand, you can see that Israelis, compared to other sectors of the Jewish community, for instance, people who were born in Australia, in South Africa, in former Soviet Union republics, etc. So Israel-born, people born in Israel, feel more connected to Israel in the sense that they are keeping up to date with information or news coming from there. They have a lower sense of belonging to Australia. They are in close contact with their families and relatives, and that's understandable. So that's one part of the picture. So possibly the highest, the sector within the Jewish community with the highest sense of ongoing connection to Israel are Israelis. It's not surprising. Of course, the highest proportion of them, of Israelis, defining themselves as Zionists compared to other groups. On the other hand, Israelis are the most critical of Israel in many respects. For instance, critical of Israel's social situation, of what they see as too much control of religious institutes, of government and politics and society. In their perceptions of political situation in and around Israel, specifically vis-a-vis the Palestinians, for instance, should there be a compromise with the Palestinians? Should the Israeli government talk to Hamas? Are the settlements in the Judea and Samaria territories, are they vital for Israel's security? So when you look across the board, through several answers that Israelis gave, they are more critical of the state of Israel in all these aspects. And I call this sort of perception tough love, because only people who are really engaged and really love and feel really connected and comfortable as being part of the Israeli society can articulate this kind of criticism freely and not be afraid that it will actually cast a shadow on their identity as Israelis. So I find it to be encouraging. It's a symbol of, or it's a sign of maturity of the Israeli community abroad. And it's a good sign.
We are talking to Dr. Ran Porat, a researcher at Monash University and a research fellow at the International Counterterrorism Center in Herzliya. And you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Dr. Ran Porat, are the Israeli migrants see themselves as part of the Australian Jewish community, or they see themselves as a separate community here?
Well, that's a very important question. Previously, 10 years ago, when I looked into the data collected in the previous survey, Gen 08, my conclusion was that they see themselves mostly as disattached, the unattached to the Jewish community. About 50% of them are outside what we call the core of the Jewish community. On the other hand, I've got initial indications that the situation is changing. And I see, for instance, a dramatic increase in the number of Israelis sending their kids to learn at Jewish schools, at least in Melbourne. That's a very obvious change. So you walk around the corridors of Bialik School, let's say, and you hear a lot of Hebrew, or you can see a lot of Israeli kids. And I see that change as a result, possibly, from a shift in the thinking of the leaders, among the leaders of the Jewish community, that understood they have to reach out to the Israeli community, otherwise they'll lose that element in their community. And I should emphasize, if you look at the numbers of the Jewish population in Australia, the only element still increasing due to outside immigration is from Israel. So we have Australian born, of course, and the number of Australian born is growing gradually, but it's a much slower growth than from the immigration from Israel. So the leadership of the Jewish community, as far as I understand, now values Israelis not only in words, but only also in deeds. So what I'll have to do is look into the same group of questions I examined 10 years ago and see if indeed you see an increase in participation, in acknowledgement, in engagement between Israelis and other segments of the Jewish community or with Jewish institutions. And my guess, my hunch is that this is the general trend.
It is. Well, I mean, the immigration from South Africa is not as it used to be. And you don't get many Russian Jews coming any longer to Australia. So I think the only migrants coming to Australia, the only Jewish migrants coming to Australia are from Israel. And it's a very positive move from the community leadership to recognize it and make an effort to include the Israelis within the general Jewish community. Dr. Ran Porat, researcher at Monash University, thank you so much.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.